我们一起为今天的信息来祷告。
Let's pray together for today's message.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你拯救了我们，洗净我们一切的罪。
We thank you for your salvation. Thank you for your cleansing us.
所以我们可以守节心清的来聚集来敬拜赞美。
So that we can gather together with a clean heart.
主要我们也带着一颗谦卑的心和一颗顺服的耳朵。
Lord, we also humble ourselves and we want to obey you.
主要求主你保守我们今天的信息。
Please bless the message today.
所以我们看到当年的腓立比教会是何等的爱你。
So that we can see how the Philippian church loved you back then.
我们也能效法他们的样式
so that we can learn from them.
所以我们在如今的世代也可以做一个讨主你喜悦的教会
so that we can also be a church that fits your will at today's time.
保守我们接下来的时间
bless our time.
使我们众弟兄姐妹一同的长进
so that our brothers and sisters can progress in your word together.
与我们同在
be with us.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名
our praise and thanks is in the name of Jesus Christ.
阿门。好，上一讲呢，我们简单介绍了腓立比书、腓立比城和腓立比教会的建立。
So in the last sermons, we briefly talk about the city of Philippi and the book of Philippians and the Philippian church, how the Philippian church is established.
今天呢，我们还是一堂简介的讲道。
Today we're still in the phase of introductory to the book of Philippians.
我们来介绍一下腓立比的教会。
We're focused on talking about the Philippian churches in today's message.
我会提到很多的经文，大家如果来不及翻圣经的话，可以先把经文章节先记录下来，自己回家查考。
I'll be bringing up a lot of different verses. If you don't have enough time to flip through your Bible, you can just write down the verse number and look it up back when you are back.
我们知道保罗书信呢，都是写给各地的教会。
We know that Paul's writes different letters to all different local churches.
而这些教会呢，有不少是被批评的。
Many of the churches are actually being criticized in those letters.
但是腓立比教会是一个很得保罗表扬的教会。
But Philippian church is an exception. It's a church that Paul praises a lot.
从保罗的信中反复出现的喜乐，可以显明保罗对他们是非常满意，充满感恩的。
The word joy repeatedly shows itself in this letter. It shows that how much.It's an illustration of how satisfied and grateful Paul feels about the church.
每个教会呢都会有自己的特点，就好像每个人有自己的特点一样。
Every church, just like every individual, will have their own characteristics.
以至于别人一谈到这个教会的时候呢，就会想起它的特点，就好像一幅特点非常鲜明的肖像画一样。
That characteristic is usually what people think about that church when the name of the church got brought up. It's like a very distinctive portrait.
比如说加拉太教会，我们就会想起来他们被假教师骗，想要靠行为称义，然后呢被保罗严厉的批评。
For example, if you talk about the Galatian churches, you think of them being fooled by the false teacher, you think of them want to be justified by their works, and Paul seriously criticized them.
再比如说哥林多教会，我们就会想起来他们虽然恩赐很多，但他们却是很属肉体的，问题多多。
And if you think about Galatian churches, you will think of them as even though they have a lot of blessing, but they're still very dependent on their flesh and have a lot of problem in that church.
而腓立比教会的特点是，它是一个传福音的教会，也是一个蛮有爱心的教会。它贫穷却非常的慷慨。
But the characteristic for Philippian churches is that it is a very evangelical church, and it's also a very loving church. It's poor, but it's very generous.
接下来呢，我们会详细的介绍。
And now we're going to have a little bit detailed introduction about that church.
那么我们思考一个问题，我们教会要成为一个什么样的教会呢？
But before that, we need to bring this question into this message. What kind of church does our church want to become?
人家提到我们的时候，他们能够想到什么呢？
What do we want other people to think of us when our church name got brought up?
我个人盼望呢，别人提到我们的时候，能够想起来呢，我们是第一是神的话语的中心的管家，第二呢，我们是一个有爱的教会。
Personally, I want people to think of our churches as first, a faithful steward of the word of God, and second, a church with a lot of love.
那么现在我们来看一看腓立比教会的特点。
Now let's look at the characteristic of Philippian church.
首先第一点呢，腓立比教会呢是一个外邦人的教会。
A first point you need to notice is the Philippian church is a church with a lot of Gentiles.
腓立比教会的成员呢主要是外邦人。
Majority of the members in Philippian churches is Gentile.
我们怎么知道的呢？
And how do we know that?
一方面呢，这个城里面呢是没有犹太会堂的，那意味着这个城里面的犹太男人数目少于十个。
On one hand, there is not a synagogue in the city. That means there are less than 10 adult Jewish in the city.
另外一方面呢，我们从教会成员的名字和背景就可以看出一些端倪。
You can also tell that from the name and background of the church members.
比如说，吕底亚是来自推雅城小亚细亚的一个城的一个商人。
For example, Lydia comes from Thyatira. It's a city from Asia Minor, and she's a trader.
使徒行传十六章十四节说她素来敬拜神。
In Acts 16:14, it says she was a worshipper of God.
所以她有可能是个犹太人，也有可能是外邦人中敬畏神的人。
So she could be a Jewish, but she also could be a Gentile who worshipped God.
狱卒大概率呢是腓立比本地的人，那就是希腊人。
The jailer is most likely just a local in the city of Philippi, and that means that he's probably a Greek.
第四章中提到呢，这个教会里面有两个争吵的妇人，有阿爹和寻都基。
And in chapter 4, it mentions two women that are arguing. Their name is Eudia and Thundage.
有阿爹的意思呢是芳香，而寻都基的意思呢是令人愉快的老朋友。
The meaning of the name Eudia, it means fragrant, and the name of Thundage means pleasant old friend.
这个有点黑色幽默啊，因为你吵起来之后呢，是一点也不香，也不令人愉快的。
It's a bit ironic because when they are in the debate, there is neither fragrant nor pleasant old friend.
这两个人的名字呢都是希腊文，说明他们应该都是希腊人。
Both of these two persons' names are in Greek, so they are probably also Greeks.
还有在第二章中，保罗提到他的一个好兄弟叫以巴弗提，也是希腊人。
And in chapter 2, Paul mentioned one of his good brothers, Epaphroditus is also a Greek.
他的名字的意思是奉献给阿弗洛狄提。
The meaning of this name is dedicated to Aphrodite.
这个阿弗洛狄提呢，是希腊神话中的爱神，相当于罗马神话中的维纳斯。
Aphrodite is like ancient Greek goddess of love. It's equivalent to the Roman goddess of love, Venus.
所以你可见了以巴弗提的这个家族背景是敬拜偶像的。
So you can tell that Aphrodite come from a household that worship idols.
腓立比书二章二十五节，保罗称呼以巴弗提为我的兄弟，与我一同做工，一同当兵。
In Philippians chapter 2 verses 25, Paul says this to Aphrodite. My brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier.
这个奉献给假神的人，现在生命被翻转，成为保罗的好兄弟、好同工、好战友。
This person used to have a name that's dedicated to a false god. Now his life is turned around, become a good brother, a good co-worker, and good fellow soldier of Paul.
还有第四章中保罗提到的格利勉，这个是个拉丁名字，说明这个人也是罗马人。
Another name Paul mentioned in chapter 4 is Clement. This is a Latin name. That's saying this person is also Roman.
还有一个人就是该犹，有可能也是腓立比教会。
Another person whose name Gaius could also be in the Philippian church.
使徒行传的这个19章29节，当保罗在这个以弗所传福音的时候引起骚乱，暴民抓住了保罗的两个同工该犹和亚里达古，这两个人都是马其顿人。
In Acts chapter 16, 29, it mentions that Paul was preaching a gospel in Ephesus, and then it causes a disturbance, and the rioters caught two co-workers of Paul, one named Gaius, and then the other name is Aristarchus. Both of these persons are Macedonians.
也就是说，他们有可能是腓立比人，或者是帖撒罗尼迦人。
So this is saying that they could be either Philippians or Thessalonians.
后来保罗派他们两个人去为耶路撒冷的教会收奉献，他们是作为来自两个不同教会的代表。
And later on, Paul sent this person to the church of Jerusalem to collect offerings, and they are representing two different churches.
使徒行传二十七章第二节告诉我们的这个亚里达古呢是帖撒罗尼迦人，那么该犹非常可能是腓立比人。
So in chapter 27, verses 2, it mentions that Aristarchus is a Thessalonican, so Gaius is likely a Philippians.
那么该犹这个名字呢，也是拉丁文，应该也是罗马人。
The name Gaius is also in Latin, so he's probably also a Roman.
所以我们可以看出这个教会呢，它多数是希腊人和罗马人。
So you can tell a majority of the member in this church is either Greeks or Romans.
只有少数的罗马人他是贵族，是富有的。
Very few of the Roman nobles are rich.
而多数人是贫穷的社会底层的百姓。
But most of the normal people are just, you know, regular people, poor people at the bottom of the society.
所以一般教会的组成就是这样的人。
And this is how usually, what most of the people in the churches are.
如保罗在哥林多前书一章的二十六节说，弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体，有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
It's just like what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 26, for consider your calling, brothers, not many of you were wise according to worldly standards, not many were powerful, not many were noble birth.
第二点呢，腓立比的教会呢是有很多女同工的教会。
The second point is the Philippian church has a lot of female co-worker.
刚才我们提到的这个腓立比教会当中啊，它有很多位主要同工都是女人。
We mentioned that in the Church of Philippines, a lot of the major co-workers are women.
聚会是在吕底亚的家里。
Their gathering is usually in the house of Lydia.
而有阿爹和寻都基，保罗称他们是在福音上与他一同劳苦的。
And Euodia and Thentych, Paul called them as labor side by side with me in gospel.
上一讲的时候呢，我曾经提到呢，这个城的出土文物里面，根据上面的文字呢，有很多是纪念女性的，因而提到这个女性在这个城里面的地位呢，可能要高于罗马的其他城。
So in the last sections, we talked about a lot of the artifacts from the cities has words that are honoring women. So it's likely that women has a higher position in this city compared to the other city in Roman Empire.
但我想更正一下，当我们那样说的时候呢，我们其实抹杀掉了基督信仰的一个特点。
But I want to make a small correction here. When we say that, we are actually unintentionally obliterated a feature of Christianity.
基督信仰中是真正的体现出合神心意的男女平等。
The Christian faith is the true, is truly reflect the equality of men and women.
这在今天可能不会显得很特别，但是在保罗的时代是非常特别的。
It doesn't look so special in today's time, but it was very special back in the time of Paul.
我们同样作为比较，在犹太人的公会当中是看不见女人的身影的。
In comparison, you don't really see a lot of women in the Jewish synagogue.
在耶路撒冷的圣殿啊，从外到里呢，依次是外邦人院、女院、男院、圣所和至圣所。
In the temple of Jerusalem, from the outside to the inside, it starts with the court of Gentile, and then court of a woman, court of man, sanctuary, and then the holy place.
女人到圣殿呢，她只能到女院，而不能到男院。
When women come to the temple, it can only enter the court of a woman.
而男人只能到男院，不能进到圣所。
Regular man can only enter till court of men and cannot enter sanctuary.
而除了大祭司一个人以外，普通的祭司只能进到圣所，但不能进入至圣所。
And the regular priest can get into the sanctuary, and only the high priest himself can go into the holy place.
但是呢，主耶稣用他的生命给我们开出了一条又新又活的路，使我们今天也能够直进到这个。至圣所到神的面前。
But Jesus Christ actually gave us a living and a new way that opened us through the curtains to enter the holy place.
希伯来书的十章十九二十节，我给大家读一下。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
And this is written in Hebrews chapter 10:19-20.Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh.
加拉太书的三章二十八节说，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
And in Galatians chapter 3, verses 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free.There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
耶稣基督的福音穿越了种族的、阶层的、性别的隔阂，实现了真正的人人平等。
The gospel of Jesus Christ transcends racial, class, and gender barriers and demonstrates true equality for all.
因此腓立比教会中有这样数量众多的女童工在当时的时代是非常特别的。
For that reason, it is a very special situation for the Church of Philippians to have this numerous amount of female co-workers.
基督里的男女平等呢，这正是福音的见证。
The equality of man and woman in Christ is one of the testimony of the gospel.
第三点呢，我们要讲呢，腓立比教会呢是个传福音的教会。
And the third point, the Philippian church is also a church, is also a evangelical church.
在腓立比书中，福音这个词出现了九次。
In book of Philippians, the word gospel appeared 9 times.
而与福音相关的这些词组，像传神的道、传讲基督、宣讲基督，出现了4次。
In other terms related to gospel, like speaking the word of God or preach Christ, these words appeared 4 different times.
福音贯穿了腓立比书的全文，也是腓立比书的主题之一。
The gospel ran through the entire book of Philippians. It's also one of the main theme of the book of Philippians.
整本腓立比书中，保罗始终突出一点：腓立比教会是从第一天就和他一起在福音上同工的。
In this entire book, Paul has been emphasizing that the Philippian church is fellowship in the gospel with him from the beginning.
这个是一个很高的评价。
This is a very high praise.
因为传福音就是教会存在在地上的原因之一。
Because preaching the gospel is one of the purpose for church to exist on the ground.
我们知道呢，信与不信不能同负一轭。
We know that those who believe and those who don't believe cannot be yoked together.
这个不单单是指着信与不信说的，也是指着信心大小不一样而说的。
This does not just speak to believe or not. This also speak to the level of belief.
总之呢，能够同负一轭的人呢，他的信心呢，必须是互相匹配的。
People who can be yoked together must have matching faces as well.
保罗是一个竭尽全力传福音的人。
Paul is that kind of person who do his uttermost and gave all he have to preach gospel.
而佩德被称为与保罗一同负轭的腓立比教会，他也是竭尽全力传福音的。
So you can tell that Philippian church must also be similar to Paul to be considered a church that can be yoked together with Paul.
从1-5节保罗的感恩中，我们可以看出呢，从第一天开始，腓立比教会就与保罗在福音上同工。
From chapter 1 verses 5, you can tell from Paul's thanksgiving that from day 1, Church of Philippians has been in fellowship in gospel with Paul.
我给大家读一下腓立比书的1-5节。因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的，兴旺福音。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
This is written in Philippians chapter 1 verses 5 through 6. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, I am convinced of this, that the one who began the good action among you will bring it to completion by the day of Christ Jesus.
保罗的意思是，腓立比教会在福音上的投入正显明是神在他们的心中动工。
What Paul means that the Philippian church's commitment to the gospel is a clear illustration of that God is working in their heart.
这正是他们得救的明证。
And this is the proof of their salvation.
而神既然开始这个善工，就一定会完成，因为神不是半途而废的神。
And since God has started his good work, he's going to complete it because God is not a God who gave up halfway.
这正是我们信心的保障。
And this is where the guarantee of our faith comes from.
因此呢，保罗督促腓立比的弟兄姐妹要将起初的信心要坚持到底，活出得救的样子。
So that's why Paul encouraged the brothers and sisters in the Philippian churches to hold on to their original faiths and to the end and live out the salvation.
腓立比书的2:12，保罗说：“这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里。”就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
In Philippians 2:12, and so, my dear friends, just as you have always obeyed, not only when I was with you, but even more now that I'm absent, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
这两节经文呢，完美的解释了预定论。
These two verses is a perfect illustration of predestinationism.
第一章的第6节呢，显示出呢人的得救呢是神的工作，是完全出于神的。
In the 6 verses of chapter 1, it shows that people's salvation is a work of God. It is completely coming from God.
第二章的这个十二节呢，显示出呢人应有的责任，一个得救的人要活出得救的样子。
But in chapter 2 verses 12, it shows that people also have responsibility in this. A person who is saved need to live out the salvation.
这个呢，正是保罗所说的做成得救的功夫。
This is what Paul means when he says, "Work out your salvation."
第二章的十三节，保罗进一步解释。保罗说，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
And Paul further explained this in chapter 2 verses 13, saying, "For it is God who is producing in you both the desire and the ability to do what pleases him."
这里呢，英文版比中文版呢解释的更清晰。
The English translation here is better, it's clearer than the Chinese translation.
人做善事的动机和能力都是神所赐予的。
The desire and the ability to do what God, good things are coming from God.
包括相信主耶稣的能力，也包括传扬主耶稣的能力。
It includes the ability to believe in Jesus and preach our Lord Jesus.
那么保罗这里表达的意思就是说，神将得救的信心啊，做成在腓立比人里面的时候，他们一重生就是一个对福音有热心的人。
Well, Paul is saying that when the God put in the saving faith in the Philippians, they are reborn with the passion for gospel.
而腓立比教会这样对福音的热心，是真正的教会本来就应该有的样子。
And such kind of passions for gospel shows the pattern that a church ought to have.
腓立比教会呢，从第一天就和保罗一起同心合意的兴旺福音。
Philippian churches have a fellowship with Paul in gospel from day one.
他称呼他们为在福音上曾与我一同劳苦。
He called them, they worked hard with me to advance the gospel.
他们在金钱上支持他，并且差派宣教士以巴弗提辅助他。
They support them financially and also send the missionary Epaphroditus to support him.
在他的苦难中，他们为他祷告，与他同受苦难。
In his sufferings, they pray for him and bear the suffering with him.
在他的喜乐中，他们也分享他的喜乐。
And in his joy, they also share his joy.
而保罗更进一步的教导他们，福音不仅仅是做事而已，福音更是一种生活模式。
And Paul further teaches them that gospel is not just work, it's also just a life pattern.
腓立比书一章二十七节，保罗说：“只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。”
In Philippians 1, chapter 1, verses 27, the only thing that matters is that you continue to live as good citizens in manner worthy of the gospel of the Christ. Then whether I come to see you or whether I stay away, I may hear all about you, that you are standing firm in one spirit, struggling with one mind and the faith of the gospel.
上半句保罗说，行事为人要与基督的福音相称，福音应该要成为基督徒生活的行为标准。
In the first half of the verses, Paul was saying that live as a good citizen in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
下半句保罗说，你们同有一个心志，为所信的福音齐心努力，福音应该要成为基督徒人生的奋斗目标。
And in the second half of the verses, Paul is saying that you are standing firm in one spirit, struggling with one mind for the faith of gospel. This is saying that gospel should be the target that the Christian will be fighting for their life.
保罗不单单是这么教导的，他自己活出了为福音而活的榜样。
And he not only teaches these principles, he also lives by the example.
腓立比书的三章十七节，保罗说：“弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。”
In chapter 3 of Philippians, verses 17, join together in imitation me, brothers, and pay close attention to those who live by the example we have set for you.
这也就意味着呢，保罗的以福音为中心的生活方式啊，不是他和腓立比教会的个人选择，而是这个就是神的旨意。
This is saying that Paul's life, the gospel-centered lifestyle, is not his or Philippian church's personal choices. It is what God planned for them.
神的子民呢，就是应该要如此的生活。
This is how God's people ought to live on the earth.
因此呢，他们就是我们的榜样。
And that's why they are our examples.
接下来我们来看第四点，腓立比教会呢是一个很有爱心的贫穷但慷慨奉献的教会。
And the first characteristic of Philippine churches is that they are very loving, they are poor, but they are very generous.
保罗为他们祷告，求神赐给他们爱心多而又多。
Paul prayed for them that that your love may abundant more and more.
这里呢，保罗暗示了他们本来就是很有爱的教会，保罗求神赐给他们更多。
What Paul is implying here is that they were a church with a lot of love, and Paul is praying that God give them even more.
他们一次又一次的给保罗奉献，显明他们对这位传道人的厚爱。
They have offered to Paul over and over again. It's a clear illustration of their abundant love to the preacher.
保罗收到他们的奉献之后呢，当作馨香的祭献给神。
When Paul received their offering, Paul had their received the offering as a fragrant sacrifice to God.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他们首先是爱神，其次才是爱保罗这位传道人。
Because they love God first, and then Paul as the preacher of God.
这个呢是奉献的原则，首先要奉献给神，其次呢才是奉献给人。
And this is the principle of offering. The offering need to first go to the God, and then later human.
因此呢，我想要打破一个教会内的这个政治正确，就是说基督徒无论如何要奉献给本教会的这样的观念。
So I want to break a political correctness in the church, that is the idea that a Christian has to offer to their own churches at all time.
奉献给本教会呢，这个是正常情况下的习惯，但是呢不能作为不可动摇的铁律。
Offering to the own church is a habit under the normal condition, but this should not be a rule that is unconditional.
如果你的教会堕落偏离真道呢，如果你的教会对神的钱财不忠心使用呢，它还值得你奉献吗？
What if your church has fallen from the faith?What if the church is not using God's money faithfully? Is it still a church that's worthy of your offering?
当然是不值得。
Of course not.
教会作为整体呢，是神的管家，基督徒个人也是神的管家。
Church as a collection is the housekeeper of God, and Christian as individuals are also housekeeper of God.
所以基督徒的奉献呢，首先是奉献给神的。
So the offering for Christian first is offered to God.
所以只有当教会 是神的忠心的管家的时候，他才配得代表神来收受奉献。
Only when the church is a faithful housekeeper of God, then the church is worthy of receiving these offerings in representing God.
他才值得我们奉献给他。
And then that's the only condition when the church is worthy to receive the offering.
腓立比教会呢自己是很贫穷的，因而他们在奉献上的慷慨呢格外显出他们爱神的心。
Philippian church is a very poor church, and that is why their generous offering shows their love, show their extraordinary love to God.
我给大家读哥林多后书的八章一到五节。弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助，再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份，并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。
This is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 through 5.We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty has overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints.And this, not as we expected, but gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us.
这里保罗提到了几个细节。
Paul mentioned several details in this paragraph.
第一，我们看第二节，他们的奉献的背景呢，不是在自己非常富足的情况下的，而是在又贫穷又遭患难还受逼迫的情况下。
The first point is on verses 2, that the background of their offering is that they were not very rich when they were offering.And they are in extremely poverty, are suffering from severe tests of afflictions, and is also under persecution.
第二呢，我们看第五节，他们是非常明白奉献的原则的。他们的奉献呢，首先是奉献给神，然后才是奉献给圣徒们。
And the second point is on verses 5, that they have a clear understanding on the principle of offering. Their offering is first to God and then to the saints.
这样的背景下呢，更加显示出他们的这个奉献的纯洁和宝贵。
This background makes their offering, the purity and the value of their offering even more standing out.
记得主耶稣所说过的吗？寡妇的两个小钱比财主的许多钱还要大。
You remember our Lord Jesus once said that the widow's two pennies are greater than the rich man's money?
因为神看人是看内心的。
Because God look at people through in their heart.
因此呢，正确的、纯洁的奉献心智啊，比你献了多少钱还要重要。
That's why a heart with a correct and pure perspective in offering is even more important than the amount of the offering.
那么关于这一次奉献呢，保罗是在说给耶路撒冷的教会奉献的事情。
Specifically in this paragraph, Paul is talking about the offering to the Church of Jerusalem.
因为当时有很多到耶路撒冷的人，他们在那里接触到了教会，信主了，就留了下来。
Lots of people who traveled to Jerusalem know about the God and believed in God and stayed.
但是他们在耶路撒冷并没有产业，因此生活是个问题。
But those people don't have their property in the city of Jerusalem, so their surviving there is a problem.
而当时的耶路撒冷教会呢，是房屋公用的。
And back then, the Jerusalem church, everything is for public use.
因此呢，是全体的贫穷。
So everybody is extremely poor.
虽然教会当时发展很快，这是好事，但是大量的穷人成为基督徒，也带来生存的问题。
It is a good thing that the church was developing very fast. A lot of poor people is becoming Christian, but it also bring issues on how do they survive.
《使徒行传》的十一章二十八节，有先知亚加布预言耶路撒冷地区将会有大饥荒。
And in Acts 11 verses 28, there was a prophet Agabus was prophesying that there will be a big famine in the Jerusalem.
于是呢，二十九节，安提阿教会呢就开始着手准备为耶路撒冷地区的教会捐钱。
And as a result, in verses 29, the Antioch church started to prepare offering.For the churches in Jerusalem.
众教会呢也跟着一起来为耶路撒冷教会奉献。
And many other churches follow their examples and started to offer to the Church of Jerusalem.
保罗在哥林多后书中提到这个马其顿的教会的奉献正是为耶路撒冷教会而做的。
Paul mentioned this in 2 Corinthians that the offering from the Macedonian church is for the Jerusalem churches.
他用马其顿的教会为榜样来激励哥林多教会的奉献。
And he was using the Macedonian churches as example to encourage the Corinthian church for their offering.
这件事情呢，在罗马书当中也提到。
And this is written in the book of Roman.
罗马书十五章的二十五到二十七节，我为大家读。但现在我往耶路撒冷去供给圣徒，因为马其顿和亚该亚人乐意凑出捐献给耶路撒冷圣徒中的穷人。这固然是他们乐意的，其实也算是所欠的债。因外邦人既然在他们属灵的好处上有份，就当把养生之物供给他们。
In Romans 15, from verses 25 to 27, at present, however, I am going to Jerusalem, bringing aid to the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem, for they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them.For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material blessings.
马其顿和亚该亚都是地区的名称。
Macedonia and Archaia are all named for regions.
马其顿呢，就是指腓立比和帖撒罗尼迦。
Macedonia is referring to Philippians and the Thessalonians.
而亚该亚就是指哥林多。
Archaster is referring to Galatians, Corinthians.
腓立比教会这个穷苦而饱受逼迫的教会，却在乐于奉献上成为了哥林多教会和罗马教会的榜样。
Philippian church is a church in extreme poverty, but on the case of offering, they become the examples for the Corinthian churches and the Roman church.
不单单是给外地教会的奉献。腓立比教会呢，也多次给保罗奉献。
And they not only offer to the other churches from the other areas, they also offer to Paul.
腓立比书四章十六节说：“就是我在帖撒罗尼迦，你们也一次两次的打发人供 供给我的需用。
In Philippians chapter 4 verse 16, it's written that even in Thessalonians, you sent me help for my needs once and again.
这里的一次两次呢，不是说两次，而是说一而再的。
The once and again is not saying there's only two cases. It's saying there's a continuous supply and help from them.
帖撒罗尼迦前书二章第九节，保罗说：“弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。”
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 9, for you remember, brothers, our labors and toil were worked night and day. We worked night and day.That we might not be a burden to any of you, while we proclaim to you the gospel of God.
这里我们看出来呢，保罗是个不收奉献的人，他不收哥林多教会的奉献，也不收帖撒罗尼迦教会的奉献。
Here it appears that Paul is a person who doesn't receive offering from other. He didn't collect any offering from the Corinthian churches, and also didn't get anything from the Thessalonican churches.
在哥林多前书，保罗也教导说，传道人有收奉献的权柄，但他为什么不收奉献呢
？In the first Corinthians, Paul once taught that preachers have the authority to receive offering, but why does he not take the offering?
我们来看一看保罗的解释。
Let's look at how Paul explained this.
哥林多前书九章的十四到十八节，保罗说：“主也是这样命定，叫传福音的靠福音养生，但这权柄我全没有用过。”我写这话并非要你们这样待我，因为我宁可死，也不叫人使我所夸的落了空。我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。既是这样，我的赏赐是什么呢？就是我传福音的时候，叫人不花钱得福音，免得用尽我传福音的权柄。
This is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 14 to 18. In the same way, the Lord commanded that those who proclaim gospel should get their living by gospel. But I have made no use of any of this right, nor am I writing this thing to secure any such provision. For I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of my ground for boasting. For if I preach the gospel, that gave me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me.Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am still entrusted with the stewardship. What then is my reward? That is, that in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel.
保罗不收奉献的原因是为了福音的缘故，免得人说他传福音就是为了收钱。
So Paul is not receiving the offering for the sake of the gospel, so that people don't say that he's preaching for money.
因为福音是白白得来的，他也要叫人不花钱得福音。
And because gospel is freely obtained, he also wants people to obtain the gospel at no cost.
如果收了慕道友的钱，那社会上就会传，别去听那帮人传什么福音的，最终都是要你掏钱的。
If he received money from the seekers, then people is going to say, don't listen to those gospel. They just want your money.
所以保罗说，免得我用尽我传福音的权柄，也就是说，别搞到以后传福音再没有人要听了。
So that's why Paul is saying not to make full use of my right in the gospel. This is saying, don't make it in the situation where nobody wants to listen to the gospel anymore.
因此不单单慕道友的奉献不能收，信心软弱的基督徒的奉献也不要收。
So not only we cannot receive an offering from seekers, we should also not be receiving an offering from Christians with weak faith.
这个道理呢而且不单单是奉献，服事的事情也是一样的，不能让信心软弱的基督徒做什么
And this principle doesn't just apply to offering, it also applies to service. That is, we should not have Christians with weak faith to practice in any important service.
这个道理呢，就和不能让小朋友挑担子一样的。
It's the same idea that you don't want a kid to bear a heavy burden.
请大家问自己一个问题，我愿意在神的家中做劳苦服侍的成年人，还是做安逸享受的婴孩？
Would you ask yourself this question?Would I rather be an adult working hard and serving in God's family or a baby enjoying comfort?
等你长大了，你自然就能够分担家里的重担。
When you grow old enough, naturally you will be able to bear to share the burdens of the household.
当你还是婴孩的时候，你就耐心等候长大了，只是不要永远是婴孩就是。
And when you are a baby, you just patiently wait to be to grow up. Just don't always be a baby.
有传道人说，两岁的婴孩很可爱，但二十岁的婴孩就很可怕。
The preacher once said that the two-year-old baby is very cute, but 20-year-old baby is very scary.
但是活悉尼的教会里面是充满不要。
Take a clear standing on biblical teachings is full of giant babies who don't want to grow up.
希望我们教会不至于如此。
I hope this is not the case in our church.
那么不收奉献的话，传道人也要吃饭啊，怎么办呢
？So if you are not collecting offerings, the preacher still needs to live. What do we do about that?
不是问题，保罗有一门手艺，他会织帐篷。
It's not a problem for Paul because he know how to make tent.
他就自己做工养活自己和同工。
So he works by himself to support himself and his coworkers.
那为什么腓立比教会的奉献他又肯收呢
？But why is he willing to receive offering from Philippian churches?
别忘了腓立比教会的吕底亚信主的第一天就强留保罗和同工住他家。
If you still recall, Lydia from the Philippian churches forced Paul to live with and his coworker to live with her on the first day when she believed in God.
保罗收下他们的奉献呢，意味着保罗认可他们足够刚强，可以分担他的重担。
Receiving their offerings is an affirmation of their strength. That means Paul believed they are strong enough.To share his burden.
保罗离开帖撒罗尼迦，继续前往庇里亚、雅典、哥林多的时候，腓立比教会继续给保罗送去他们的奉献。
And when Paul left Thessalonica and continued his journey to Berea's and Ephesus and Corinthians, the church of Philippians continued to send their offerings to Paul.
腓立比书四章十五节，保罗说：“腓立比人啊，你们也知道我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受受的事。”除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。
In Philippians book four, chapter 4, verses 15, it's written that you Philippians also know that in the early days of the gospel, when I left the Macedonia, no church participated with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except for you.
他们是当时唯一一个支持保罗的教会。
They are the only church that's supporting Paul back then.
这使得腓立比教会显得非常的特别，在众教会中如同鹤立。
This is what makes the Philippian churches stood up compared to the other churches.
保罗到了哥林多之后呢，腓立比教会仍然送来他们的奉献。
When Paul arrived the Corinthians, the Philippian churches are still sending their offering.
哥林多后书十一章九节，保罗说：“我在你们那里缺乏的时候，并没有累着你们一个人，因我所缺乏的，那从马其顿来的弟兄们都补足了。我向来凡事谨守。”后来也必谨守，总不至于累着你们。
This is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 9. When I was with you and needed something, I did not bother any of you, because our brothers who came from Macedonia supplied everything I needed. I kept myself from being a burden to you in any way, and I will continue to do so.
使徒行传中也记载了这笔奉献。
This offering is also recorded in the book of Acts.
使徒行传十八章第五节，希拉和提摩太从马其顿来的时候，保罗未到迫切向犹太人证明耶稣是基督。
And this is written in Acts 18, verses 5. When Silas and Timothy arrived from Macedonia, Paul was occupied with the word, testifying to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus.
这个时候呢，保罗正在哥林多传福音。
This is a time when Paul was preaching gospel in Corinthians.
这里的未到迫切是什么意思呢？
What does the occupied with word means here?
NIV 版本把这个意思给翻译出来了，意思是保罗未到倾尽全力。
In the NIV translation, it is saying that this means Paul devoted himself entirely to the word of God.
什么意思？难道保罗之前不倾尽全力吗？
Does that mean Paul wasn't devoting him entirely before?
不是的，因为他之前有一半的时间要花在织帐篷上。
That wasn't the case, because before that,He needed to spend half of his time on making tents.
而现在呢，希拉和提摩太从马其顿来，带来了腓立比教会的奉献。
But now Silas and Timothy come and bring the offering from the Philippian churches from Macedonia.
使得保罗不需要为吃饭分心，而可以倾尽全力在传道上。
So Paul doesn't need to be distracted by surviving. He can focus fully and entirely on preaching the gospel.
保罗这样的好讲员啊，去当这个织帐篷的工人，实在是太浪费了。
It is a waste of good. It is a waste of a good preacher like Paul to be a tent weaver.
而腓立比教会的奉献相当于是替神的国减少了资源的浪费。
And the offering from Philippian churches, in a sense, is reducing this waste from God's kingdom. Their offering, yeah.
他们的奉献呢是有永恒的意义的。
And their offering has implications in eternal.
而颇有讽刺意味的是，哥林多教会的人在经济上应该是蛮富足的。
What's ironic about this is Christian churches is financially very wealthy.
这个富足的教会竟然无法供应自己的传道人，由一个贫穷的教会来供应他们的传道人。
But this wealthy church cannot even support their own missionaries, and a very poor church instead is supplying.
我想见到主的时候，他们应该是很羞愧的。
I think when they are finally meeting God, they should be very ashamed.
他们攒了太多的钱，没有用在福音上，都吃喝玩乐用掉了，什么都没有留下。
They gained many money, but it wasn't used for the sake of gospel. It's all wasted through joy and comfort.
在保罗的时代呢，哥林多人呢看他是其貌不扬，言语粗俗的，就一个普通的传道人。
In Paul's time, the Corinthians see him as his bodily presence is weak and his speech is contemptible.
如果哥林多人在永恒的视角里面看见他们的牧师在历史中是如何的受人敬重的话，他们一定非常后悔没有支持他在他的事工上有份。
But if the Corinthians had seen in the perspective of eternity how well respected their pastors were in the history, they must have regretted not supporting him and taking part in his ministry.
保罗到了罗马之后呢，这个腓立比教会呢继续差派了以巴弗提带着他们的奉献去给保罗。
When Paul arrived to Rome, the Philippian churches continued to send Epaphroditus.And bring their offering to Paul.
这个呢是记载在腓立比书的二章二十五节，四章的十八到二十节。
And this is recorded in Philippians chapter 2, verses 25, chapter 4, verses 18 to 20.
那个时候的监狱呢是不管饭、不管住宿、不管治病的。
The jail at that time doesn't provide neither meal or accommodations nor a cure.
所以犯人呢，他得要靠亲友的资助。
So prisoners need to rely on support from their relatives.
如果没有人给这个犯人送吃的，他就挨饿。
If nobody sends him food, then he has to starve.
没有人给他送棉被的话，他就挨冻。
If nobody sends him quilt, then he will be frozen.
没有人给他治病的话，他就会病死。
And if nobody cures him, then he could die out of diseases.
马太福音二十五章，主耶稣在山羊和绵羊的比喻中，他判断。那些山羊要进入永火的时候，他责备他们。
In Matthew chapter 25, when the Lord is giving the parable of goats and sheep, the Lord Jesus judged when the goats were about to enter the eternal fire.
他责备他们说：“因为我饿了，你们不给我吃；渴了，你们不给我喝；我做客旅，你们不留我住；我赤身露体，你们不给我穿；我病了，我在监里，你们不来看顾。”
His criticism is written in chapter 25.A book of Matthew chapter 25, verses 22 to 23. Here's why. I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't welcome me in. I was naked, and you didn't clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me.
那些山羊就是不在乎那些被囚的基督徒死活的人。
In this paragraph, the goat is referring to those people who don't care.The life of a prisoned Christian.
他们对基督徒的苦难的冷漠，显明他们不是是不得救的灭亡之人。
They don't care about the suffering of a Christian, and this is exactly the illustration of their doomed destiny.
因着这个腓立比教会的供应和以巴弗提的照顾，保罗在监狱里面呢不至于太惨。
Because of the supply of the Philippian churches and the care from Epaphroditus, Paul wasn't suffering too hard in prison.
他们对神的仆人的关怀也蒙神纪念，直到永远。
And the church's care to the God's servants is also going to be honored by God to the eternity.
最后呢，我有一个奇怪的问题啊，我也没有答案的，讲给大家听听看。
And at last, I have a very strange question. It's an open-ended question. I don't really have an answer, but I just want to share with you.
你们觉得腓立比教会的女童工多和他们的慷慨奉献之间有什么关联吗
？Do you think the high number of female co-workers at the Philippian churches has something to do with their generous giving？
最后，我们来总结一下。
And now let's summarize. Let's have a summary for today's message.
第一，腓立比教会是个外邦人的教会。
The first point is the Philippian church is a church with a lot of Gentiles.
第二，腓立比教会是一个女同工比较多的教会。
Second point is this church also have a large amount of female co-workers.
第三，腓立比教会是一个得称赞的教会。
And third, Philippian churches is very well praised.
第四，腓立比教会是一个传福音的教会。
And the fourth point is Philippian churches is an evangelical church.
第五，腓立比教会是一个有爱心、贫穷却慷慨的教会。
And the fifth point, Philippian church is a church with love. It's poor, but it's very generous.
好，我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢主，你将你的圣道交托给我们。
We thank you for entrusting your word to us.
我们也感谢你赐下历世历代众圣徒的榜样。
We thank you also sending all the saints from all the times so that we can learn from their example.
主啊，帮助我们看见这个腓立比教会的榜样。
Lord, help us to see clearly that the good example of Philippian churches.
所以我们也效法他们。
So that we can learn from them.
成为一个传福音的教会。
So that we can also be an evangelical church.
成为一个有爱心的教会。
A loving church.
成为一个慷慨的教会。
And a generous church.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Our thanks and prayers are in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.